This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/technews. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, March 1st. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. There are hundreds of millions of people in India who are not yet on the internet. And for many tech companies, that means there are hundreds of millions of potential users or customers in the country. It's become a critical part of their growth strategies. But the Indian government has been moving to exert more control over the emerging internet economy there, complicating the tech company's paths forward. Coming up, our tech reporter Nuli Purnell will join us to discuss the situation. That's after these headlines. Court filings show that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has agreed to pay $92 million to settle a class action lawsuit. The suit alleges that TikTok illegally collected some teenage users' data to fuel its recommendation algorithm. A spokesman for TikTok said the company disagreed with the assertions in the lawsuit, but that it wanted to focus on building a safe experience for users. And you may remember that the electric truck company Nikola was ensnared in controversy last year after a short seller report accused the company of misrepresenting its technology. Nikola pushed back against that report at the time. But now, after an internal review, the company says it's confirmed some of the allegations in the report. However, Nikola's review disputes the report's conclusion that the company is a, quote, intricate fraud. And it said that outside consultants had determined that its staffing and technology were appropriate for an early stage company. All right, coming up after the break, many tech companies see India as a market with huge growth potential, but new rules from the government could complicate those plans. We'll have more on that next.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/technews. Terms and conditions apply.
For many tech companies, India is key to continued growth. While developed markets are becoming increasingly saturated, there are over 1.3 billion people in India, only about half of whom are online, which means there are hundreds of millions of people who have yet to start using email or buying things online. But India has increasingly sought to exert more control over the tech giants setting up shop there, which has sometimes resulted in clashes between the companies and the government. The latest, new rules to govern how internet companies like Twitter and WhatsApp handle problematic content online. Here to talk more about this is our tech reporter, Nuli Purnell. Hey, Nuli, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Okay, so let's start by talking, you know, broadly about some of the regulations the Indian government has started to implement. What have we been seeing up to now?
Sure. Well, over the last few years, as e-commerce companies like Amazon or as digital services like Google and Twitter and Facebook have become so prominent in India as they are in other countries, you start to hear bureaucrats talking about the importance of data sovereignty, they call it, or the rights of Indians to be able to make their grievances against some of these platforms heard, or the fact that these behemoths are so dominant and that, you know, Indian startups and tech companies haven't really been given to room to breathe, the government officials say. And so you started to hear them talking about, you know, quietly for geopolitical reasons, the success that China has had in developing their own tech giants, global tech giants. And so you're starting to see moves like tightening of restrictions on e-commerce companies that affect Amazon and the Amazon of India called Flipkart, which is now owned by Walmart. You started to see data localization regulations start to be talked about. And then now, of course, these newest rules on social media companies. So it's a bit by bit tightening where the government seems to be asserting more control over some of these U.S. Tech firms that have been just so dominant over the years in India.
And Nuli, I understand that some of the measures have resulted in a couple of clashes, particularly in the last few weeks.
Sure. Well, the one of the major clashes in recent weeks with Twitter was where the government asked the platform to remove a lot of accounts that were tweeting anti-government material amid these long-running protests of farmers against the government. New Delhi said that they're inflammatory, they're inciting violence, they're trying to foment social unrest. Twitter blocked them, unblocked them, and then under pressure from the government, in which they were threatened with having their executives arrested, blocked them again. So you have Twitter being in the position of saying we respect freedom of speech and people's ability to express their political opinions and wanting to enable their users to do that, but then really getting hit with this very strong pushback from the government. So that was a major one. And then Thursday, of course, we have these new social media intermediary rules.
Right. And let's talk more about those new rules. What prompted them and what are they meant to do?
Well, there had been suggestions brewing for some time that the government was looking to revamp what it calls its intermediary rules, which are the rules that govern tech platforms and so-called over-the-top or OTT players like WhatsApp and streaming platforms like Netflix. And so what they've come out with on Thursday is this set of rules that set out guidelines for how these large social media companies have to operate. So it includes things like including a grievance officer who's resident in India to address concerns that users or the government might have. It includes timelines that tech companies have to keep in mind in responding to some of these issues, a code of conduct, code of ethics for streaming platforms. And so essentially, it seems to be the government saying, you know, our users should be able to take action or have their problematic issues addressed with these platforms. And we want to make rules really for the first time that make these tech companies have to respond more quickly.
So how are the tech companies responding to that? What do they say about these new rules?
So far, they haven't said much. Companies of all stripe don't like to be regulated unless they have to be, although Facebook has said for some time with mounting regulations coming around the world that they welcome them. But tech observers have said it's some of these are raise issues, worries, because they come as Prime Minister Modi's government is facing his biggest political test ever in these months-long protests by farmers against some new farming regulations. And so you've seen in rhetoric, at least the government getting more aggressive with these companies that are so dominant in India. Many of them have not said much, and they may be waiting to see, you know, if the political storm passes. But they certainly don't want to come out and say, well, we're not going to do that, or we disagree with the government. Because as we've seen last year, India did ban TikTok, a massively popular platform in India, after some clashes in a border region with China. So that was a warning sign, I think, to a lot of these companies that India won't hesitate to take drastic action.
And taking a step back here, you know, we've been talking about the tremendous potential that India holds for a lot of these tech companies. What does this mean for the companies that see India as a critical part of their growth in the years to come?
I think we're maybe looking at a landscape where, you know, they are probably contemplating in India as they are in many other places. We just saw the new rules in Australia and the standoff with Google and with Facebook, that it could be that India will start creating its own rules for its country. And so that might mean that these companies have to operate differently there. They don't want to do that because no company wants to have to increase its operational expenses or complexity. But we may be headed for a world where India is saying, we don't care what you think. We're gonna make these rules and you need to follow them or get out. And so in a country of 1.3 billion people with many of these firms not operating in China, that's a huge draw for them. And so even though they may not like to, and they don't want what they think is maybe a politically motivated government to increase rules on them, you know, chances are that they will do what it takes to continue to be able to operate in this huge, huge market.
All right. That's our reporter, Nuli Purnell. Thanks, Nuli.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.